Psychology Science Minute brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Shannon Canalupo, clinical psychology doctoral student. Have you ever not expressed gratitude to someone because you felt awkward or didn't know how they would respond? Research suggests that people like receiving compliments and thank yous, and their well-being is improved. Then what stops us from expressing it? University of Chicago researchers suggested that egocentric bias tend to limit others' expression of gratitude. To test this theory, three experiments were conducted. Each experiment varied in the number of participants and settings. Yet each experiment did a variation of the same methods. The expressor voiced their gratitude and then completed a questionnaire predicting how awkward, surprised, or happy the recipient would be. Lastly, researchers asked participants how they felt about receiving the appreciation. Results? Those expressing gratitude underestimated how surprised and positive recipients would feel and overestimated their own feelings of awkwardness. Greater feelings of awkwardness and mood led to their being less willing to show appreciation. Don't underestimate the value of expressing gratitude. Giving gratitude improves your own feelings and relationships and others' well-being. Don't wait to show your appreciation. Just do it. Practice will make it easier. Make a positive impact on yourself and, most importantly, the other person. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Shannon Canalupo.